for Union.
By the way, the Rams did win that game in 78, 18-14.
There you go. So I figured that you were there and probably had it written down somewhere. So
I was there. It was on that old hard turf down at Union Tuttle. It was just Union Stadium at that time.
Right. 11:55 left to play here as the Union Redskins move from left to right. As we mentioned, Twins out to the right, one man in motion to the right. Handoff as he'll get up to about, A.J. Green will get up to about the 41-yard line before he's pushed back. Robon Banks is getting the start tonight for the Union Redskins.
Jaden Rowe on the run, but he ran into Ahmad Triplett, and love watching these linebackers work from this end zone. Speed and speed kills sideline to sideline. Going to be tough sledding for the Redskins here tonight.
Trips to the left for Rovon Banks. He'll drop back to throw, slinging it up the middle of the field. He'll connect with an open receiver. That receiver down to about the 44-yard line. Gage Arthur, the wide receiver for the Redskins, moves up the field enough for another Union Redskin first down.
So Union trying to open things up and use their short game on the outside and speedy receivers.
First and 10 Skins at the 45-yard line. Banks handing off, rolling out to the right this time, A.J. Green. He'll get up to the 48 as he drops back a few yards to try to make that run. He's going to be stopped for a loss. That'll bring up second and about 13.
Braxton Bickham did a great job at his corner position to force everything back inside. And Brandon Dye, who has just been attacking the football everywhere, chases the running back down for the tackle.
10:44 left to go in the first quarter. No score here. Trips out to the left, out of the shotgun. It'll be Rovon Banks. Off the right hash mark, he'll roll right this time. Headed to the 45, down to the 44-yard line. That's where he stopped. Brendan Dye leading the charge on that defensive play there, as does Dwaylen Reed.
Again, great pursuit to the football by this Rams. And that's going to put Union in a third and long, so an opportunity here to get the defense off the field.
10:15 left to go. Clock rolling here in the first quarter. Big third down here with trips to the left for the Union Redskins. Rovon Banks off the right hash mark, dropping back to throw. Tosses right as his receiver will get down to the 41-yard line. Yeah, that'll be still fourth down territory here.
Let's see what Coach Fred does. He's got a decision to make here, and he's leaving his offense on the field.
Of course, this is one of the few games where each coach has coached the other team, Steve. Bill Blankenship at Union for 14 years, Kurt Frederick for one.
Yeah, quite well acquainted with that.
Back to throw. Rovon Banks, he keeps it
great
instead.
Closure.
Runs forward, gets to the 44, not hardly far enough, and Union will turn it over on downs here.
Michael Chamberson says, that's not going to happen in my hood, and he turns it back. Rams get the football with great field position here in the early first part of this quarter.
That'll bring up first and 10 from the 40-yard line for the Owosso Rams, their first touch of the football tonight. 9:35 left to go here.
I remember Coach Fred, I was on the committee that brought him here from Stillwater, and he actually coached my son his junior season.
I know you tried to get him to stay too, didn't you?
Well, we talked about it. We did have a conversation.
Trips out to the right. Havens ready to take the snap. He'll throw to the left side, connected with an open receiver. Down to the 50, down to the 45. I believe that's Dre Austin there, as he'll get down to the 44 before he's stopped. And that's good enough for a Duralast roofing specialist. First down as they'll move up those chains.
Austin was broken free that time by his other two receivers. We may do it again. There it is.
And now, quick toss into the hands of Austin.
He's got room.
Down to the 30, down
to
the 25, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Right in front of Steve Mowry, he'll prance into the end zone and put 6 on the board. 9:17 left to go in this first quarter. That's going to be the problem, friends, with having Mowry in the north end zone.
Hey, that's fun.
He's going to be waving him in. Hagan Hood getting ready to try to kick the extra point. And we'll see what he can do right here. Try to make it a 7-0 ball game. The hold, the kick, it is up through the uprights. Good. Owosso leads it 7-0. This touchdown and extra point brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. We will be back right after this 30-second break. You're listening to the Owosso Rams, presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Finding your happy place is something special, and it's different for everyone. You might already know where to find yours. TTCU Federal Credit Union can help. Talk with with our team, we'll give you the tools to build the financial future you want. So wherever your happy place finds you, TTCU will meet you there. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
We welcome you back to Owosso. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Rob Williams along with you. Kelly Ward down on the sidelines tonight. We've got Rob with a headset on so that he can help bring the stats to us this evening. But Steve, two plays and 28 yards? 28 seconds and 60 yards.
Just like we drew it up.
There you go. Hagan Hood getting ready to kick it from right to left. Here's the end-over-end kick, and that is going to be fielded at the 21-yard line by Union's Rhett Rogers. Handing off to Green. Now Green out around the left side, gets up to the 31-yard line, and that's where he's brought out, so that's where Union will have it. First and 10 with 9:09 left to go in the first quarter, and the Rams leading it 7-0. As we see them plant that first down marker, and they'll actually be at the 29-yard line. Rovon Banks under center, I formation. One man split to the left. Banks ready to take the snap, handing it off to A.J. Green. Green up the left side, gets up to the 33. That'll be a gain of three on the play.
I'll tell you what, if Union is banking, no pun intended, on getting yardage sideline to sideline, they're going to be in a real big hurt tonight with the speed of this Owosso Ram defense. They are pursuing to the football relentlessly.
By the way, second down and 8. Speaking of banking, I saw your commercial on Twitter again today.
Oh, boy.
First Bank of Owosso making a star out of Steve Mowry. Hand off A.J. Green up the middle. He'll bulldoze his way to the 36-yard line, and that'll be a gain of about 5 on the play.
Getting there initially with that first contact was Kunta Jordan, 5'7", 190-pound lineman.
That'll bring up third down and 4. 8:41 left to play here. First quarter action, Owosso leading at 7-0 if you're just joining us on radio. Rovon Banks taking the snap. On the keeper, runs up the middle, pushes to the 40-yard line, gets the first down for the Redskins. So they'll move up the chains there. It'll be first and 10 from the 40-yard line, Steve.
Still great pursuit by this Ram defense on the inside, and now another opportunity.
8:16, clock rolling, 7-0 our score. Twins out to the right, Banks ready to take the snap, one man split to the left. Banks dropping back this time, looking to throw. He'll sling it up the middle of the field. Can anybody get it? No.
Too far.
He overthrew his receiver, and he was aiming for Dorian Wilson, who couldn't keep up with the football. And with 8 minutes left to play here, that'll bring up second and 10 from the 40-yard line.
Brandon Ramsey, one of these great corners that has emerged for the Owosso Rams back in coverage.
Rovon Banks ready to take the snap. One man behind him. Twins out to the left. He'll hand off. A.J. Green up the left hash mark. Gets up to the 44-yard line before he's stopped. And that'll be a gain of 4 on the play. Third down, and 6 for the Union Redskins.
Christian Ray, we've called his name a lot the last couple of week games for Owosso. And now the Rams with a third down and an opportunity once again to get their defense off the field and add to their point total.
That'll bring up third down and 7. Trips out to the right. Off the left hash mark, Rovon Banks. He'll take the snap here, dropping back to throw. He'll sling it up the middle. It's almost picked off, man. Ahmad Triplett was in the right place at the right time, tried to make the grab there and just couldn't get his hands on it.
I think it surprised him as much as anybody.
That'll bring up fourth down and 7.
Gage Laney going back deep for the Rams. So here's an opportunity as Union will be kicking into just a moderate breeze, but still a chance for the Rams to get good starting field position once again.
The difference between you and I is you're being comforted by that breeze right now. So here's the end-over-end kick. It is short. Going to bounce back to about the 11 to the 8. They'll let it roll back to about the 6, and that's where they'll mark it off.
Yeah, that's why it's very important to try to make a play on a punt, because Union got the better benefit of the roll that time.
7:08 left to go in the first quarter. 7-0 if you're just joining us. Appreciate Aaron Garner and Michaela Washington. They're up in the booth with us. This is Brandon Brewer. They're all keeping everything rolling on the video side tonight.
Feels nice out here tonight.
Yeah, it does. It's a very nice night for football, I can tell you that. Austin Havens under center with one man behind him ready to take the snap. He's got a receiver out to each side of the wide. Havens, quick handoff, first man through. Will not get much action there. He's going to be stopped and stuffed right there behind the line of scrimmage, and that is actually going to be a 2-yard loss when you're inside the 5-yard line, Steve. That's not an easy place to be.
No, don't want to do that. I say go back to your game, keep it open, get to the outside, and get in space like we did in that early drive.
6:43 left to play here. Got two receivers to the left, Jeray Austin in motion to the right. And now they're going to push the Rams back into the end zone here.
They're going to spot it outside the goal line.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting to see there. It looked like as much as they pushed him back, they were in danger of getting a safety.
Well, now the Rams have to make a play of some sort here. Pinned back deep.
6:07 left to play here.
Union defense playing very tough up the middle right now.
Twins out to the right, one man split to the left. Havens ready to take the snap, dropping back to throw this time. He'll sling it up the left side of the field. Can he connect? No. He was aiming for Jeray Austin.
So close. I like the call.
5:50 left to go here, and now Hagan Hood will have to punt it out of the end zone. I'll tell you what you are missing over here, Steve. If you look, I'm going to hold this up. This is a sack full of chocolate chip cookies that Chris Lincoln's wife brought to you, but we're eating. So,
well, thank her for me.
I will. Hagan Hood ready to kick it out of the end zone.
Good punt.
And now they'll call for the fair catch there. Ja'Kerry Jenkins will end up making the catch there, and he'll get it at the 41-yard line. 5:43 left to play here. First quarter action, 7-0 our score. Unions come off the field for a quick breather, and now they'll come back. So we'll see what these Redskins decide to do here. 7-0 if you're just joining us. 5:43 left to go in the first quarter. Rovon Banks with A.J. Green behind him. Twins to the right, one man split to the left. And now, back to throw, Rovon Banks slinging it up the middle of the field, aiming for an intended receiver. That was going to be Dorian Wilson. He couldn't make the catch, and as that falls incomplete, that'll bring up 2nd and 10 from the Owosso 41-yard line for the Redskins.
Well, Wilson was stretching it farther across the field, and Banks' throw was actually behind him and over his head, and that'll go as a missed opportunity. Now, Coach Fred on the sideline, I think, Wilson may have run the wrong pattern. Should have straightened it out to the post.
Rovon Banks with A.J. Green beside him in the gun here. Off the right hash mark as Rovon Banks rolls to the
ball's
left side.
On the ground.
It was on the ground, and I think Union pounced on it there as they'll get down to the 36-yard line.
Josiah Stevens, who has made a name for himself as well, 6 foot, 215-pound defensive lineman, the big senior coming off to make the hit.
That'll bring up 3rd down and 7 here. 5:12 left to go. Don't forget, next week we'll be at Norman North as we start the district road trip portion of our schedule. Twins to the right. Banks ready to take the snap. Dropping back. He'll throw right this time. It's picked off and intercepted. Here come the Rams. Gage Laney to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown to Owosso. Oh, my. He went right into the end zone, picking off that interception, hit the gas, and outran everybody after him, Steve.
One every week for Gage Laney, and this one returned for the Ram touchdown. That's a game changer.
4:48 left to go in the first quarter. Now Hagan Hood will look to kick the extra point here as he and Gage Laney meet in the air for a chest bump. Well deserved there. Gage Laney, of course, the holder for all of Hagan Hood's attempted extra points. The attempt coming. Here's the hold. Here's the kick. It is up through the uprights and good, and it is 14-0. This touchdown and extra point brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. We will take a 30-second break and be back right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM. Back to Owosso Stadium, 14-0 our score, 4:48 left to go in this first quarter. Grant Merrill and Rob Williams in the press box. High atop the Wellness Center is the great Steve Mowry. Kelly Ward on the sideline tonight, so we are all over the place. Coming up here in just a second, we'll have an RCB or a Matt J. CPA by the number stats update.
Got in trouble that time, Grant. I got in trouble.
You got in trouble, okay.
Yeah, I got in trouble. Well, raised. Gage was running right at me.
He was.
And I was trying to show him where to go, and, well, I guess I raised my arm too high, so my private nurse just pretty well got on to me pretty good here. So
we understand. We have a text into the bishop of the Archdiocese to see which saint Renee actually is going to be by the end of this.
I got to calm down.
Here's the kick. It's going to be fielded at the 30-yard line. Here come the Redskins to the 50, down to the 45. On the return is Rhett Rogers for Union, and he will return it into Owosso territory here.
But what are you supposed to do when two Rams are running touchdowns to you right at your corner of the end zone? I mean, come on.
Well, this is what we were worried about. But I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many times Lauren, my wife, has said, is Steve going to be okay getting that excited? And I said, well, we'll see.
That was a great read by Gage, his fourth pick of the season. And that really turns the tables here as the Rams were backed up. And now Union is going to make a quarterback change.
Back under center is going to be Tempest. He'll drop back to throw this time, trying to connect with his receiver. He was throwing for Dorian Wilson. It fell incomplete, and that'll bring up second down.
Grayson Tempest, his father Tony Tempest, was the offensive coordinator here at Owosso back under Coach Fred, and he was one of those little kids running around the field, and doesn't seem possible he's old enough to be out and be a varsity quarterback for Union.
Second down and 10. We'll see a lot of him tonight. Twins to the left, one man split to the right. Tempest taking the snap, handing it off. A.J. Green up the middle. He'll get down to the 38-yard line. Just 3 yards shy of a first down.
Cody Chase coming from his left and just crashes into the running back.
4:15, clock rolling here in the first quarter. 14-0, Owosso, if you're just joining us. Twins out to the right. Tempest with another handoff.
Nothing there.
Up the middle goes Junior Smith, I believe. Or was that Green? Well, 3:58 left to go here.
I think you had it right. It was Junior Smith up the middle. But I believe, again, Coach Fred thinking this is four down territory, whether they had gotten it or not. But that'll move the chains for a first down.
First and 10 Redskins. Twins out to the right this time. Tempest splitting the hash marks. Ready to take the snap here. Out to the left. Tempest on the run. He'll get down to the 29.
And that's it. Braxton Bickham makes a heck of a stick out there in open field on the left side.
Braxton not afraid to go the extra mile to make the stop there. That's for sure. 3:23, first quarter action. That'll bring up second down and 5 from the 30-yard line for these Union Redskins. Ready to take the snap is Tempest. They'll do it off the left hash mark here. dropping back to throw. Tempest rolling to the right this time. On the keeper, he'll run to the 25-yard line, down to the 20, ran out of bounds.
Oh, no, we got it. Oh, I was afraid we might 17. Get a late hit.
Yeah. I didn't see a flag anywhere, did you?
No, there's no flag, but okay. He was definitely hit out of bounds that time. Had me worried.
2:58 left to go here. See, this is what happens when Steve can see everything. He can really see everything. So
makes me sound smarter, too.
It does.
That takes a lot.
Usually Eagle Eye over here is the only one that can predict those penalties that far ahead of time. And now Tempest getting ready to take the snap, but we've got a timeout. 2:58 left to go in the first quarter of play. It's Owosso 14, Union nothing. Take a one-minute break and be back after this. This is Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM, presented by InsideOwosso.com.
Duralast Roofing is Owosso's roofing company. Here's satisfied customer Eric Poplin to tell you why.
I've been in Owosso my whole life. It means a lot to me when I get to deal with other longtime Owosso residents. Zach's worked on 3 different houses for me. Each project that he's done for me, whether it's large or small, he always delivers the same level of service, whether it's cleaning gutters or a complete re-roof. He always makes me feel like I'm his number one customer.
That's Duralast Roofing. Visit them online at DuralastRoofing.com.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid on every Visa debit transaction with Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. Last year, our members earned over $240,000 in paybacks with Pay Me Checking. Get paid instead of paying. Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back here at Owosso Stadium, 2:58 left to go in this first quarter. Owosso 14, Union nothing. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight. As we'll see what the Union Redskins decide to do right here, as Tempest still in at quarterback. Junior Smith playing in that running back position. Now a man in motion to the left. Handoff Smith up the middle, a flag flying as he was into the end zone, but they threw that yellow flag behind him as he was off to the races. So, Steve, what's it going to be?
I think they're going to bring that one back.
Rob says false start here.
So a fortunate break for the Rams. We talked about it in the early going. One of the keys to the game was going to be mistakes, and so far Union has made the most mistakes here in this first quarter, and that's been a big advantage for the Owosso Rams.
So that'll bring up first and about 15 here.
My roster just blew off downstairs.
Do we need to bring you another one?
No, I brought my own, but wasn't expecting that.
Well, we're here at your service, sir.
No, we're good.
Tempest, the quarterback, handing off out to the left side. It is going to be Jaden Rowe for the Union Redskins.
Gage Laney comes up and makes a tackle. I tell you what, Grant, down here you can really see the plays develop. And every time it looks like there's a hole and that the Union Redskins are going to make a big play, this Ram defense just closes up and does not allow that extra yardage.
Tempest with Junior Smith beside him once again. Nobody on either side on the keeper. Tempest running out to the right. He'll be pushed back at the 16-yard line.
Yeah, this Ram defense is just suffocating Union's offense right now.
2:10 left to go here. First quarter action. Christian Ray on the stop there for the Owosso Rams. It's going to be a third down for these Rams, or for these Redskins. Rams trying to hold them back here at the 15-yard line. Ready to take the snap. Tempest off the right hash mark. Man in motion to the left now. Hand off this time. Junior Smith up the middle. He'll get down to the 11. Still shy of a first down.
A lot of eye candy on that play as they fake the turn to the right, then fake the jet sweep to the left, and just handed it off up the middle. So Union's going to elect to go for the field goal.
They'll try it right here. Tyler Cowan is the kicker for the Redskins. And we'll see what he can do. Minute 9 left to go. Union trying to get on the board for only the second time this season. The kick is up. It is.
It's hooked left. It's hooked left. No good.
No good. Oh, boy. Well, that'll do it for Union's drive. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Wausau will have it when we come back. You're listening to the Wausau Rams on 100.1 KYFM.
2020 has been a year of uncertainty, but one thing that is for certain is that First Baptist Church is here for the people of Owosso. Pastor Chris Wall and his congregation know that in-person attendance hasn't been possible for many of you, so they welcome you to visit them online each Sunday. You can watch their services live on the InsideOwosso.com Facebook channel or online at fbcowosso.org. First Baptist Church, they welcome you to worship this Sunday, and they're a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams.
Left to go in this first quarter of play. 14-0 our score. Owosso with the football after a missed field goal for the Union Redskins. Austin Havens in at quarterback. Jarray Austin in motion to the right. Havens connects with Keelan Carney out on the left side. He'll get to the 30-yard line, and that is going to be a gain of about 6 on the play. And that should be good enough for another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Well, here's the poison for Union on that play. Is Owosso can keep going to it and getting 6 or 8 yards. And then if Union decides to come up and cover it, the Ram receivers can just run by the secondary.
15 seconds left to go here as Havens will take the snap, handoff out to the left side. Come the Rams, a flag fly.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a hold on the Rams. That's right in front of your head coach. You don't want that to happen.
No. We'll see what they do here with 5 seconds left. Our score. Union has scored one time this season. They were shut out in week one. They had one touchdown against Broken Arrow in a 14-7 loss. And then they were shut out for the first time since 1979 in the Backyard Bowl. Off last week. And tonight, couldn't get a field goal. So, tough times for Coach Frederick and the Redskins. Havens ready to take the snap here. Drops back, looking to throw, slings it up the middle of the field. It's picked off, intercepted. Here comes Union. They'll stop him at the 30. That's the end of the first quarter. Redskins have the ball when we come back. We'll take a one-minute timeout at the end of one. It's Owosso 14, Union nothing. This is Owosso Ram football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
On today's edition of Owosso Rams Trivia, the category is food. Now, for our first question, what are the 4 food groups?
Milk, meat, fruit, and bread.
That's correct.
Wait, everyone in Owosso knows that Charlie's Chicken Chunks are so good. They might as well be their own food group.
Judges, are the chicken chunks at Charlie's that good? That settles it. Go see for yourself at Charlie's Chicken on 76th Street, just east of Highway 169.
Hey, everybody. It's Ray Adcock with Christian Brothers Automotive in Owosso, and I just want to share a simple challenge with you today. And that challenge is just to smile. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we're doing and what we're thinking about, we don't remember to smile. I know that when I remember to smile at people, oftentimes they smile back. And that's because smiling has the power to improve somebody's mood in that moment. So I just want to remind you today, join with me and let's remember to smile more.
Appreciate Smiling Ray Adcock and his crew at Christian Brothers Automotive for being fine sponsors of the Owosso Rams. Here on 100.1 KYFM, 1st and 10 from the 31-yard line for the Union Redskins. Twins out to the left for Tempest, the quarterback. He'll get ready to take the snap here, dropping back to throw. He slings it up the middle of the field. It's caught. Touchdown, Union, their second touchdown of the season. And making the catch there is going to be big number 96. That is, I believe Jacob Bajic was.
I think it's 86.
86 there. Sorry, I didn't get my eyes checked. Gage Arthur, who's had the second big play of the night for him, 14-6, Steve.
just got over the top and got behind the Ram defense, and Tempest just floats in a beautiful pass.
And they are celebrating to no end over there. I know that's got to feel good. Finally get on the in the scoring column at least. Extra point being attempted here by the Union Redskins and Tyler Cowan. His kick is up and it's good. It's 14-7. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Owosso Coffee Company is your local stop for great coffee with nice people at Owosso. Owosso Coffee Company is a great place for that quick time out or even those longer conversations over a cup of coffee. Our drive-thru is open too. Owosso Coffee Company offering discounts on drinks both hot and cold to all area teachers, police, and Owosso City employees. Owosso Coffee Company, locally owned, and we love our community and our local schools. Stop in for coffee or one of the many other drinks and foods we serve daily at Owosso Coffee Company.
I'm going to come to you. We welcome you back. 11:53 left to play here in this first half. Our score 14-7, and with another Matt Jane Company CPA by the number stats update, scoring drive. What'd that look like for Union, Rob?
Pretty simple drive. One play, 31 yards, took 7 seconds off the clock.
All right. 11:53 left to go, and Steve, Union, it's pretty rare to say that they're only on the board for the second time in the season after the fourth week, but they're looking to try to play this one close tonight.
Yeah, and that one came easy, so the Union's not going away. They're starting to put some things together. It's early in the season, and this Ram ball club's got to know that they're going to have to play tough against this Redskin team, so we'll see how the Rams respond on offense here. It's going to be important to put together a scoring drive.
So we'll see what the Rams can do here. Back deep to receive, Jeray Austin. He's setting up shop at about the 5-yard line. Ronnie Thomas in the backfield as well. Here comes the kick. It is end over end, and it is going to be fielded by Austin at the 8-yard line. He'll get up to the 15, to the 20, breaking the 30, 35, 40.
He's gone.
Open room in front of him, down to the 45, the 30, the 20, the 15, the 10, 5. Touchdown to Owosso. He goes the length of the field into the end zone. Give him 6. It's a 20-7 ball game.
Well, that's a good response.
That is one way to do it for sure.
Got a flag on the field back here, but I think it's going to be more of a sideline warning or coaches getting in the way. Let's make sure that that does not take 6 off the board.
We hope it doesn't.
That would be a crushing blow after that big run by Austin on that kickoff. That's the kind of response you're looking for.
Well, we'll see what they decide here. Touchdown stands. A sideline warning for the Owosso Rams. You were right about that, Steve.
Yeah, too many coaches out in the white.
We'll see what they can do as far as extra points go as Hagan Hood will get out and get ready to kick this touchdown and hopefully the subsequent extra point brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. Pastor Bruce McCarty and his crew inviting you out to church this Sunday. Extra point attempt coming with 11:40 left to go in the first half here. Here's the hold, the kick. It is up through the uprights and good. And it is 21-7. 11:40 left to play here. Take a 30-second timeout and be back after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Need a dentist? Look no further. Owosso's newest dental practice, Lexington Dental, formerly Dr. Argo's office, is accepting patients of all ages. From toddlers to retirement, we are here to help keep your smile healthy. Offering basic services to cosmetic services, Dr. Carey and his top-notch team are here to help achieve your smile goals. Offering sedation to help you relax during your visit and convenient appointment times. To learn more or schedule your appointment today, call 918-274-8500 or go to LexingtonDentalOfOwosso.com.
Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight. Kelly Ward on the sideline. Rob Williams crunching the numbers and making those sound good tonight. And Rob, that another simple, very simple scoring drive brought to you by Matt J. CPA.
Yes, 93-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. So one play.
They're making your job easy tonight. Don't even have to get the slide rule out. And Steve, we could use a few more of those.
Just a great setup by this Owosso Ram return team. Austin, he had that lane, and he did not hesitate. And unfortunately, or fortunately, the Union Redskins did what they were supposed to do. They stayed in their lanes, but there was nobody past that first wall, and it was a foot race to the end zone, and Jure Austin wins that easily.
Hagan Hood kicking from left to right tonight. A.J. Green back deep to receive for the Union Redskins. The end-over-end kick going to be dropped at the 20-yard line, and who's got it?
Rams.
Rams have it. Oh, my goodness. They'll have it at the Union 20. Maybe the 24. I might have been a little optimistic, but either way, the Rams recover after they kick it out toward A.J. Green. It goes right through his arms onto the ground. He had touched it, and the Rams were able to pounce on it and get it back.
I'll tell you what, Grant, this is discombobulated as I've ever seen a Union football club.
It's certainly not normal for them. You know, they've been hit by a lot of things, COVID included, and it is not an easy year to be a Redskin. Ready to take the snap is going to be Havens. He'll hand off Overstreet up the left side, still on his feet at the 20, knocked out of bounds there at the 17. 11:24 left to play, 21-7, and Owosso suddenly finds himself knocking on the door again.
Keep your foot on the pedal.
That's a good rule for either the football field or the Oklahoma Turnpikes. Clock still rolling at the 11-minute mark. Twins out to the right, one man to the left. Ready to take the snap, a handoff to Overstreet. They read that one like a book. They'll stop and stuff him at the 18-yard line.
Yeah, he got caught in the backfield that time as Caden Thomas came off from a cornerback blitz, and as Overstreet stumbled behind his line, the tackle was made quickly. So, but you can use that play as a setup play, as play action, use it as a fake, and then throw a pass to the outside. That's where the bread and butter has been for the Owosso Rams here tonight.
Remind you, this is KYFM Bartlesville, KYFM HD1 Bartlesville. You're home for Owosso Ram football. Trips close in to the left. Man in motion to the right, dropping back to throw a quick toss over to the 19-yard line. And
yeah, that's not the play we were looking for.
Derek Overstreet trying to get up the field but couldn't do it. Fourth down and five from the 20-yard line, Steve.
Your linebacker Shane Fields was right in his grill, and as soon as he caught the pass, Overstreet, he was taken down immediately. So interesting play call here for this Ram offensive team.
Well, Keelan Carney's coming back out, as is Austin Havens, so they're obviously going to go for it here. Trips out to the right. Overstreet to the left of Havens. Ready to take that snap. Havens drops back to throw, slings it right side. Trying to get away is Jure Austin. He's got a man on his back, and he'll drag him down at the 14-yard line.
Is that enough?
It's very close to a first down. I don't think he got it.
I say we go for it. Bill Blankenship's the riverboat gambler. He's not afraid to go for it. Hey, maybe. May decide to take the points here. It's going to be a turnover on downs.
Yeah,
so
that was fourth down, so that'll turn it over, and Union will get it back on their 15-yard line.
Again, like the play call, like going for it on fourth down. Your defense is just playing phenomenal.
First and 10, Union Redskins, 21-7 our score. Union has scored all of 14 points this season, seven of them tonight. Trips out to the right. Tempest, the quarterback, rolling to the right this time. Throwing, he'll sling it up the right side of the field. Nobody there to catch it. 9:21 left to go in this first half, 21-7 our score.
By the way, I understand I should know that we only get four downs, but I'm having a little bit trouble with my visual here tonight.
Yes.
Seeing the down marker, the scoreboard is blocked by the field goal, so.
Well, you thought you had the
you
best
guys,
seat in the
You
house.
Guys usually keep yeah. me straight up there, so.
All right, Tempest ready to take the snap here. And he drops it, runs to the right after he gets the football back. He's trying to evade defenders. He'll find his way to the 15-yard line, still on his feet at the 20.
Yep.
Flags flying as he was hit out of bounds.
Pretty easy call for the referee there as Tempest tried to get that last step and did step out of bounds. And a Ram player just could not pull up, so that'll be a penalty against Owosso.
Well, and that happens right at Bill Blankenship's feet.
Again,
so.
That's not where you want that to happen.
Second down and 10 now. See what the call is here. They're going to move the chains up, and that's going to be enough penalty yards for a first down. 9:12 left to play here, 21-7 our score. I will say, Steve, it is different when you're not here. It's quieter in the press box,
I was gonna
honestly.
Say, yeah, I had a feeling where that was headed.
Ready to take the snap, Tempest, as he fakes a handoff and drops back to throw this time.
Good coverage.
Looking, he'll roll to the right, still on his feet at the 30, 35, 40, ran out of bounds at the 43-yard line.
Just good coverage downfield, and Tempest had no choice but to run with the football, and there was nobody to cover the quarterback that time. I tell you, the sophomore quarterback is showing good speed when he breaks the pocket.
9:02 left to go. They'll move up the chains for Union to the 44-yard line. That's where they'll have it first and 10 here. Two men split to the left. One of them, Gage Bohannon, for the Union Redskins. Tempest ready to take the snap here. Hands off. First man through. It's going to be brought back to the 45-yard line and dragged down. A.J. Green. Green, of course, the commitment to Sam Pittman and the University of Arkansas.
Christian Ray and Jacob Clifton in on the tackle that time with some help from their friends.
Yeah, Steve, Brandon and I have not been too excited to talk about Arkansas's prospects against Georgia tomorrow. So
I can understand why.
But Brandon knew you'd have something to say about that. Twins out to the right, one man to the left. Tempest dropping back to throw this time. He'll throw it up the right side of the field. It falls short of A.J. Green.
They had a play set up that time. If they're able to get the ball to Green, he's got some room after the catch.
Boy, he's talented for sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, that kid can hit the gas and go.
Brendan Dye was in the area, but if Green would have had a chance to turn upfield, I'd like to have seen that race.
So that'll bring up third down now for the Union Redskins.
Let's get this thing turned around again and get a turnover.
Here he goes, Tempest ready to take the snap. Dropping back to throw this time, looking. He'll sling it up the right side of the field. It's almost picked off. Michael Jamerson was trying to jump up there to make the play. Now we've got a flag.
Well, I think when he did, he was held. And this could go against the Redskins.
We've got 8:08 left to play here. First half action. Coming up at halftime, Zach Duffield will join us. We'll see what in the world the OSSAA is going to do about all these cancellations.
Yeah, now that's a tough drive out to Enid to find out at that point in time. You know, I mean, come on, Grant. You got to – if you think that's going to happen, there's got to be better preparation than 30 minutes before game time.
Yeah. Steve, of course, referring to the Jinx Trojans trip.
Yeah.
Rick Heaton reporting earlier that they had driven all the way to Enid and they had found out about a cancellation as they got there. Gage Laney will – receive for the Owosso Rams. He'll call for a fair catch at the 22-yard line.
Big fair catch there by the senior Laney, making sure that one doesn't roll back into the red zone for the Rams, back in their territory. So they'll get decent starting field position.
Yeah.
Seems like it's been a while since the Ram offense has been on the field.
Yeah, it does. 8:01 left to go here.
I feel something to Trey Goins getting ready to come up here in a moment.
Trey out to the left, as is Keelan Carney. Havens ready to take the snap. Hands off. First man through is Hagan Hood.
Yeah, he's caught in the backfield by, I believe that's Michael Thomas.
Hagan got into an absolute traffic jam there at the 23-yard line.
I will give Hagan a shout-out. He was kind enough to him and a couple of the coaches shoot me a FaceTime this week. And
sweet.
It was really good to see him, for the guys to take time to do that. That meant a lot. And he was very, very mature and very encouraging.
Well, we think he'll be governor someday. So that's what Bill Blankenship and I decided on the coaches show a couple of weeks ago. He is a well-spoken kid, that's for sure. Havens with a handoff. Up the right side go the Rams, and up to the 26-yard line they'll get. Hagan Hood on the run there. 7:03 left to go. Hagan was actually one of the kids that starred in the commercial that a lot of these athletes have made, encouraging the social distancing and the wearing of masks and all the things we need to keep our seasons going. Dropping back to throw, Havens. He will connect with his open receiver, Keelan Carney, at the 30-yard line. Carney's ran out of bounds at about the 35, but that's still good enough for a Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Nice job of catching the football, staying in bounds to get up past the first down marker.
From the 34 go the Rams.
Trying to walk the tightrope here in front of the Ram bench. Offensive line's got to get a little bit more physical up front and start pushing Union around. Union plays this stacked 3-3 defense, and it can be a bit confusing, but the Rams got to get better like that.
Havens with a handoff.
Yeah. I mean, that was just an open miss block right there as Hagan runs right into the open arms of Jackson Jennings.
Jackson Jennings drags him back a bit to bring up second down and 12.
So we got to get some things straightened back up there.
6:20 left to go in this first half. 21-7 our score. So, see what they do here on second and 12. Hagan Hood still beside Havens there at running back, dropping back to throw. Havens connects with Hood on the right side. He'll get to the 32-yard line. That's where he's dropped and brought down, just shy of the original line of scrimmage there. 21-7, Owosso leading it by two touchdowns over the Union Redskins. Clock continuing to roll. Trey Goins, Keelan Carney, and Ronnie Thomas.
Yeah, going to have to get something out on the left side into space.
To the left of the line here. Dropping back, Havens on the run instead. He'll get to the 40, down to the 44-yard line. That should be good enough for another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
He did a good job to get the first down, but if he stays to his left, he's got a blocker in front of him and maybe more yardage, but a great read that time by the sophomore Ram quarterback. Keeping things alive. That'll slow the defense down a bit as well.
5:20 left to play here. Chains moving up again, as it'll be first and 10 from the 44. 5:09, clock rolling here in this first half of play, 21-7 our score. A single back set behind the quarterback, Havens, handoff, and Hagan Hood is stopped and stuffed there at the line of scrimmage, the 44. But they'll give him 2 yards there, eh? He got a little further than I gave him credit for. And with 4:43 left to play, Union will watch as Owosso tries to approach midfield here.
Just keep grinding. Pushing the ball up front.
Jeray Austin, Ronnie Thomas split to the left. Hood behind the quarterback, Havens. Havens fakes a handoff, throws up the middle.
Yeah, it was way over his intended target that time.
Ronnie Thomas was split out to try to make the catch and couldn't do it, and that'll bring up third down.
Again, Grant, there's a lot of room on the left side. If Havens can just throw that quick out and give his receiver some space, there's a lot of room away from this near hash mark.
From the 46, it's third down.
That's what was successful for the Rams early in the first quarter.
Twins out to each side of the line here. Havens takes the snap, dropping back, looking to throw. He'll sling it right side, connected with Dre Austin. Austin dives forward at the 44-yard line, and that'll be good enough for another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Or if all else fails, just look for your speedy receiver, Dre Austin, number 30, and let him do the work after the catch.
There you go.
I'll tell you what, these offensive coordinators are doing a fantastic job as well. Zach Simmons and Justin Morsey, I really like the mixture of play call, keeping this Union defense off balance.
Havens and Hagan Hood out on the right hash mark, taking the snap here. Handoff as Hood is dragged down the 45-yard line behind the line of scrimmage for a one-yard loss.
Yeah, Hood took a pretty good shot that time as he tried to spin and was met rudely by one of the Union defenders.
3:53 left to go here. Second down and 13. Well, Steve, a beautiful night for football. It has been a very nice night weather-wise. Still a little bit of breeze here, but can't complain a bit.
No, it's gorgeous out here.
Everybody getting into place as Havens takes the snap. He drops back, throws to the left this time, connected with Keelan Carty.
There it is.
At the 40, down to the 35, down to the 30, gets his first down. Ran out of bounds at the 29. Another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down that'll move up those chains.
Yeah, Carney's going to get the glory on that, but I can tell you that Trey Goins is the final block that really sprung things open for him, and that's the quiet things that you don't hear from the receivers.
That'll bring up first and 10 from the 30-yard line of the Union Redskins. 3:20 left to go in the half. Coming up at halftime, Zach Duffield will join us. Talk to him about what's going on around the school district. Receivers close in on the left side. Trey Goins in at running back, or actually will take the direct snap here. Up the middle, he'll get to about the 20-yard line, still on his feet at the 15, 10, still going at the 5, brought down at the 3-yard line.
What a great run that time by the senior.
So another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. That'll bring up first and goal now for the Rams. 3:10 left to go in this first half. And we will see what they can do here. .257 to play. Rams knocking on the door already with a 21-7 lead over the Union Redskins as Trey Goins ready to take another direct snap here. Does so. On the run. Up the middle. In he goes. Touchdown to Owosso.
Just like we drew it up.
And that'll make it a 27-7 ball game with 2:41 left to play here. How about that, Steve?
Nice stuff right there, Trey Goins. He's so elusive and hard to stop. And anytime the Rams go into that wildcat, you have a pretty good idea he's going to run with the football.
Hagan Hood getting ready to attempt the extra point. This touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God, Pastor Bruce McCarty and his congregation, inviting you to church services this Sunday morning. Here comes the extra point attempt. Gage Laney, the holder. Here's the kick. It is through the uprights and no good.
Yeah,
no
it was
good.
Off to the right.
It went toward the uprights, and it is no good. So that'll leave us with a 27-7 ball game. 2:41 left to go in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break and be back right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Hi, I'm Robert Long with State Farm Insurance. We are about to celebrate our 37th year in Owosso. And all that time, we have been diehard supporters of the Owosso Rams. Just like they have a plan to win football games, State Farm has a plan to give your family the peace of mind that comes with having great insurance. Whether you're looking for home, auto, or life insurance, call me, Robert Long, at 918-272-7162. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We welcome you back. 2:41 left to go in this first half of play. 27-7 our score, and with another Matt J. CPA, J. & Company CPA by the number stats update, here's Rob Williams.
Yes, that was a 13-play, 77-yard drive, took 5:20 off the clock. Trey Goins on a 3-yard touchdown run. The Rams were 3-for-3 on third down conversions in that drive.
How those numbers sound to you, Mr. Mowry?
Like that, when you can come back and grind out a touchdown drive against the Union Redskins, that's always a good thing.
Back deep to receive for the Union Redskins, Ja'Kerry Jenkins. 5'11", 160 pounds. 2:41 left to go here. Hagan Hood teeing it up at the 40-yard line. And we'll see what they decide to do right here. Hagan Hood doing it all tonight. Running back, kicker, on the commercial, on the video board. I mean, he's all-around guy. The kick coming. They'll tee it up. Here it is. It's end over end. And it is going to be caught at the 15-yard line. Down to, or the 25-yard line, down to the 29 goes Rhett Rogers. And that's where he'll be stopped and stuffed. 2:37 left to go until halftime, Steve.
Been a great first half here for the Owosso Rams, coming out doing exactly what you knew they could do. Turnovers has been a big factor, and, of course, the big touchdown kick on the kickoff by Jarae Austin. For the most part, just a couple of mistakes, but it's been all Owosso Rams as they lead 27-7 here in this first half.
Tempest still in at quarterback for the Redskins as he'll lead his team out onto the field here. Twins out to the right, one man to the left. Tempest ready to take the snap, does so, hands off. A.J. Green up the right side of the field to the 30, to the 35, gets down to the 39-yard line, very close to a Union first down, good enough to move up the chains. With 2:29, it'll be first and 10 from the 39 for the Redskins.
Nice open field tackle out there in the open, because you certainly don't want him to get away out in the open.
Trip twins to the left as Tempest takes the snap, drops back, throws up the middle, and it's in and out of the hands of his intended receiver, Dorian Wilson.
Got a flag on the far side of the field. Maybe a blindside block, I'm not sure.
So as that one falls incomplete, we'll see what the yellow laundry is for. And it's going to be on Union. They're going to bring them back about 5 yards. First down and 15 from the 35 will be the new field position. Trips to the left this time. 2:10 left to play here. Tempest taking the snap, dropping back, looking. He'll throw right. He overthrows his receiver, A.J. Green.
I'm telling you, Grant, Union has called up and dialed up some nice plays, and they have just not been able to execute those. It would have probably had a pretty big impact on this ball game.
That'll bring up second down and 15 for the Ram, or for the Redskins. Rams defending here at the 35-yard line. 2:05 left to go here. 27-7 our score if you're just joining us. Owosso leading Union here. Trips out to the left. Ready to take the snap is Tempest. He'll hand off Green up the left side.
Oops.
They'll nail him at the 39-yard line.
Yeah,
wow.
Brendan Dye and Ahmad Triplett just dropped back and looked over everything, and Dye broke on the football as soon as it was passed. Made a great tackle.
We said no, sir. Minute 44 left to go here.
Third down here for the Rams. I mean, if they can get the ball back, they've still got time to put more points on the board.
Junior Smith in it running timeout. Back now. Now we've got a timeout taken. We'll take it with them and be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Taco Owosso, your choice for authentic Mexican food in Owosso. Taco Owosso is a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Athletics. Taco Owosso is home to the Taco Tray Party Tray. You've just got to try it. Check out the specials at tacoowosso.com. Taco Owosso, the big red food truck on 96th Street, just down from Lowe's at 96th and Garnett. Taco Owosso, where every day is Taco Tuesday. Great food daily at Taco Owosso.
Randy here with your local Wholesale Computer Supply. If your kids are virtual learning this year and you need affordable laptops and computers, we can help. And we have the easiest financing. Working from home and need a powerful computer? Wholesale Computer has that too. We also service and repair practically any brand and have Oklahoma's largest inventory of gaming computers, parts, and accessories. Support your community. Buy local. Come see us, 96th Street North in Garnett by CC's Pizza. Wholesale Computer Supply. We'll do all we can.
Welcome back to Owosso Stadium. 1:33 left to play here. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight. 27-7. Our score with the Rams on top. Twins to the right for the Redskins. Tempest rolling out to the right this time, looking to throw. He'll sling it up the right side of the field. It's picked off. Gage Laney with his second interception of the ballgame, Steve.
Well, and there were two receivers behind, and Tempest just underthrew the football, and Gage Laney, the ball hawk, able to make the interception.
He pounced on it. He got it. Couldn't go anywhere with it, but who cares? Got him a good interception there with 1:26 left to go in the first half. So, the Rams will take over at the 31-yard line. Minute 26 left to go here. 27-7 our score. Rams with the football again. Havens, the quarterback, handing off. First man through. Gets to the 30-yard line. No further. They read that one like a book there, Steve.
Well, and the Rams may be just content to go in. Still a lot of time on the clock. Two timeouts left.
Minute 5 left to go here.
Coach Blankenship's got to be awfully pleased with what his ball club has done here in this first half.
Twins out to the right now. Jarray Austin split to the left. Ready to take the snap is Havens. He'll roll to the right this time, looking to throw. This one falls incomplete. Third down.
That was one of those that Havens would have been better off either taking the sack possibly, because he almost threw that right into the hands of a Union linebacker. He's done a good job of managing the game, but occasionally his lack of reps surfaces, and you can tell.
So, Havens coming back from the sideline, getting his team into place here with 43 seconds left to go in the half. Trips out to the right, one man to the left. Ready to take the snap. Havens drops back to throw. He'll sling it into the hands of Austin. Austin at the 40, down to the 45, brought down near the 46-yard line.
Talked about the maturity of Havens, and that time the linebacker was coming off free off the left side. And Austin stood in there and took the shot right after he delivered the football. So that's what you get from him, his toughness in the pocket.
Jaden Rowe leading the charge for Union. Not to be confused with former Owosso standout Jaden Lowe. First and 10 Rams, 44-yard line. Everybody close in this time as Havens takes the snap, drops it. Oh, goodness. He's going to pounce on it right there at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, just never could regain the handle. But, again, a smart play, not to try to do too much and just fall on the football to maintain possession.
Well, and the Rams should be able to just let the clock go out here if they want to.
Yep.
I think that's what they're going to do. So, officially, we've put two quarters in the books here in beautiful Owosso, Oklahoma tonight. As we go to the half, our score, the Owosso Rams 27. The Union Redskins 7. When we come back, hear from Callie on the sideline. He'll have an interview with Coach B. We'll check in with Zach Duffield. We'll have a by-the-number stats update from Rob Williams as well. Stay with us. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com. Back for the Tulsa Bone and Joint Halftime Show right after this.
Have you been a victim of fraud? Did you or your bank catch it in time? Here's a story from an RCB Bank customer who experienced fraud firsthand.
I was out of town when I noticed two purchase text alerts. My wife had recently been to a craft fair. I assumed they were hers. Big mistake. RCB Bank called 2 hours later to inform us of fraudulent charges. Luckily, they caught it quickly before other fraud occurred.
Text banking allows you to monitor activity quickly and easily throughout the day. Detecting fraud early can help minimize loss. RCB Bank, that's my bank. Message, data rates, and fees may apply. Member FDIC.
This is Bruce McCarty, pastor of Owosso First Assembly, and I want to invite you to join us for our weekend celebration this Sunday at 10:30. Every service includes life-giving worship, a powerful message, and fun, age-appropriate ministry for children from 6 weeks through fifth grade. We also have small groups that meet throughout the week designed to help you connect with others and grow in your faith. For more information, check out our website at owassofirst.com, and go Rams!
It is halftime in Owosso. Here is Will Sterrett in the Wholesale Computer Services broadcast booth.
Welcome to the Tulsa Bone and Joint Halftime Show as Owosso and Union have put in two quarters of work. Grant Steve and Rob Williams have a JN Company certified public accountant by the number stats update coming up. Right now, we check in with Athletic Director Zach Duffield and see what's happening around the school district as our weekly visit is brought to you by Trails and Barbecue.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome into the Tulsa Bone and Joint Halftime Show. It is time for our weekly chat with Athletic Director Zach Duffield, and it's all brought to you by John Cash and the folks at Trails Inn Barbecue, something that